know why.
Lady,
Peace be upon you.
Peace be upon you? So you're the person who sheltered Hussein ibn Ali's messenger?
He sheltered me out of kindness, without knowing who I am.
So you want to know the secrets of this place out of curiosity, but you haven't revealed your secret yet.
I'm entrusted with something, and I have to give it to the people who own it.
To the elders of Basra? Are you really the messenger of Hussein? Fatima's son?
It's a blessing I can't thank God for.
What is your message?
I'll announce it in Basra.
This is Basra, and I'm one of the people in Basra. Tell me.
I have to read the message.
Is it written?
Yes.
Let me see. Is this Hussein's seal?
Yes.
From now on, you're my guest.
But lady, I didn't know that...
I know the secret behind your earring. And I know the secret in your heart. That's why I employed you as the gardener.
Okay, I revealed my secret. Now it's your turn to reveal the secret behind this place.
How could you not notice the scent of Hussein in this place?
I noticed it. But it was difficult to believe.
This is the place where Ali prayed. When he came here to foil the Jamal sedition. Palm trees you see here, all of them are blessed with his breath.
We have to return. We are strangers in this town, sister. If Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad finds out that you're Suleiman's wife, he'll kill all of us.
This baby needs his father.
A dead father?
Suleiman is alive. If he was dead, they wouldn't be looking for him. He has to see his son.
You're so stubborn.
But I won't stop you. You can go.
No. I won't go.
I'm not going with you.
I won't go alone. I'll take your son with me.
Do you want to kidnap my son this time round?
Leave him to me. It's safer for him if we keep him.
Just like it was safer for me. No, I do not want my father to raise him like his sons.
Hmm. Take it, Adam.
I have to enter Basra. Today.
You can't. If they see you like this, they'll recognize you. We have to stay here until we find a solution.
I can't. I'll go alone.
We'll go tomorrow.
Fatima's son is waiting for my response, in the heat of Hijaz. How can I sit in the shadows of palm trees in Basra?
Okay, we'll go. You have to wait. We'll move within an hour. You've become a rich, obedient slave overnight.
But I haven't handed Suleiman over to Ibn Ziyad yet.
I already told you if you find Suleiman, I'd give you the reward. I'll make Ibn Ziyad pay for it later. But I don't have any money here. If you don't trust me, I can give you a written guarantee.
I'll go with you.
But what will happen to the palm tree gardens?
I want to go with Suleiman.
There's a condition. You have to give me my Master Ali's ring. Give it to me as a keepsake. Otherwise, you'll have to stay here until our contract is terminated.
My father warned me not to lose it. But it's a deal. Just to accompany Hussein.
From now on, you are a free man. Even though I know that I'll never find a good gardener like you again. It's enough. Come down. It's enough. We have to load the cargo onto the camels. We have to move.
We have to load the cargo onto the camels. Hurry up.
Stop right there.
Where are you going?
This is Lady Maria bint Abdul Gay's convoy.
But the governor has said that no one can enter without being searched.
The person you're looking for won't hide in the lady's litter, sir.
Who are you looking for, you idiot?
When we were leaving Basra, you said you were waiting for Hussein ibn Ali's messenger to arrest him.
Did I say that?
Yes.
I'm like a safe for the government's secrets, idiot. I didn't say that.
How long do we have to wait?
I'm only a guard, ma'am. We have to search everyone.
Me and my servants aren't Hussein ibn Ali's messengers.
A couple of hours ago, we received an order from the governor, but even the governor can't pass without being searched.
Okay, do your duty.
Start it!
What is your name? What tribe are you from? Where are you coming from? Where are you going?
I'm Marum from Ethiopia. I'm coming from Basra and I'm going to Basra.
You.
He's deaf and dumb.
What is your name? Where are you from? Where are you going?
Basra. From Basra to Basra.
His name is Basra, just like his origin and his destination.
You?
Just like the others.
Answer me. Where are you going?
I'm going to Basra.
Where are you coming from?
The same place.
Your name?
Ibn Ziyad's men. Ibn Ziyad's soldiers are coming this way.
Clear the way! Stand aside! We killed Suleiman! We killed Suleiman! This is Suleiman's head! This is Suleiman's head! Open the gates! Open the gates! Open the gates! This is Suleiman's head! Open the gates! This is Suleiman's head! Open the gates! This is Suleiman's head! Open the gates!
Open the gates! Let the horse rider pass!
This is Suleiman's head! This is Suleiman's head!
Where are you going?
Go back!
Tell me, where did he go? Oh.
Do you know whose head it was, you witch?
Help me, I'm poor and I'm blind.
Who are you, you idiot?
Who are you? Are you talking to me?
What is she saying?
Who? Are you talking to her?
I'm talking about your wife, idiot!
She's crazy, sir. Don't go. This woman is crazy.
Take them to prison.
Move. Oh, no, I'm in a mess. I'm in trouble. Oh, God, save me from this woman. No. What's this poor baby's fault? Oh, God, put an end to
prison
my
isn't
life.
A house for the poor. Let them go. But they were taking Suleiman's head.
I said take them to prison.
Adham, what are you two talking about?
Suleim, the slave you've recently brought is looking for trouble.
They just took Suleiman's head. Open the gate so people can pass.
Go back!
Open the gate, come on!
Open the gate!
Open the gate now!
Open the gate!
The gate is open, you can pass!
Go! But slowly!
Slowly!
I said move slowly, don't gather here. Slowly.
Which way do you think we should go?
Be patient. Let me see. We'll go that way. Let's go.
So what happened to the date cargo?
We'll bring it later.
Please, don't forget to sweep there. Hurry up, Rahele.
Okay.
You said the lady has a guest, right?
Yes, hurry up. They might arrive any moment.
Hi, lady.
Hello.
You've come back late, lady.
Hello, lady.
Hello. We have a great guest. Make a room ready for him.
Is the back room okay, lady?
Did you hear what I said? He's very honorable.
What should I do?
Tidy up this room.
But what about your poetry meeting, lady?
We'll hold it in the yard. Is there something wrong with that?
Hello, lady.
Hello. Is your daughter feeling better?
Yes, lady.
The lady has brought date syrup for you.
Thank you.
She was Salma.
You said her brothers kidnapped her in Hijaz. So how on earth can she be in Basra?
I saw her. She was with her brother. My baby was in Tahir's arms. I don't even know if it's a boy or a girl.
Oh, God. Maybe you're wrong.
How is it possible that I don't recognize my own wife? It was her. Goodness, how could she come to Basra?
Everything is ready. Go inside, please.
Okay. Let's go. Let's go.
Go inside, please.
check if anything else is needed.
No, it's okay.
What was Adam saying? You've just arrived. Do you want to go somewhere?
Yes.
You shouldn't fearlessly walk around in the town. There are many spies, traitors, and agents in this town.
I can't stay here. I have to find her. I also have to give the Imam's message to the elders of Basra. The five elders of Basra.
Malik ibn Musama, Anaf ibn Gais, Yazid ibn Masud, Musa ibn Jarud, and Masud ibn Umar.
I don't know any of them. I've never seen them.
Start with Anaf ibn Gais. He's one of the Shia followers from Ali.
The person who remained silent when Muawiyah asked him about the successor to Yazid. He told Muawiyah that he couldn't tell the truth because he was afraid of him and he couldn't lie because he was afraid of God. Some Shias are strange. His fear of God is as much his fear of Muawiyah.
Anyway, he's better than those who are only afraid of Muawiyah.
Where is his house?
We'll go there tonight.
Right now.
Why are you in such a hurry to die? Ibn Ziyad is like a monster with 1,000 eyes.
You have to remain unknown for now. I'll do something this evening so the Bani Tamim elders will go to Anaf ibn Gaiz's house. You can go there and give your message to them. Now you have to get some rest.
My wife is wandering around the alleys of this
town.
Should I get some rest? I have to do it. I'm restless. I can't help myself.
I wish I'd stayed in the palm tree garden, lady.
Go.
Let's go. Your wife isn't in Basra.
I saw her with my own eyes.
We have to go.
Hi.
Hello.
Peace be upon you.
Peace be upon you.
My master Anaf ibn Gaiz has sent me here.
Well?
He wanted to ask you to go to his house after the evening prayers for something very important.
as he only invited me.
You and all the other Bani Tamim elders. After the evening prayers. Goodbye.
Water.
You mean we're going today?
Yes, today.
Water, fresh water.
Peace be upon you, Adham.
Peace be upon you.
Do you want to drink some cold water?
God bless you.
The money, Bandaram, peace be upon you. Peace be upon you.
Peace be upon you.
Bandaram, thank God.
Go, God bless you. Let's go that way.
Water.
Fish, fresh fish. This fish is amazing. Buy some fish. See how fresh
hey,
it is.
Let's go.
Fresh fish. Fresh fish. Come get your fresh fish.
Hey, man, how much is the fish? It's expensive. 10 dirham. Okay, I'll sell it at a
I've never price. Seen you in Anaf Ibn Gay's house.
Because my master's recently bought me. Go to his house tonight after the evening prayers. All of the Bani Tamim elders are invited. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Father, will you buy one of these jars for me? Adam Salma.
Wait, Salma.
Salma. Salma.
What do you want from my wife, man? Shame on you.
We're sorry. Would you please forgive us? You can go. We mistook her for someone else. Let's go, Suleiman. Suleiman. Come on, come on.
Where are you going, Salma? Let's go this way. Come, let's go. Come on.
Khaled? Khaled!
Huh?
Khaled, come here! Peace be upon
Peace
you.
Peace be upon you.
How are you
Fine,
doing?
Fine, thank you.
You have to be in Arnav's house tonight, okay, Khaled?
I absolutely can't.
Why can't you?
I have to go catch some fish.
The fish will always be there. You can ask your son
okay. to do it.
Come on, come on. Let's go. Look, everybody is busy buying or selling something. What's going on? Come on, move. Don't waste time.
We searched the entire town. Should we keep searching?
She's searching for me, and I'm searching for her.
Your wife isn't in Basra.
She's here. That's what my heart is telling me. I saw her.
قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر
Keep your prayers to yourself. The prayer leader isn't a just person.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
May God accept your prayers. May God accept your prayers.
May God accept your prayers.
May God accept your prayers.
May God accept your prayers.
May God accept your prayers.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, you have spent all your life worshipping idols until Muhammad's religion appeared. Many people were killed in this path, and now you can come to this mosque in complete peace to say your prayers. The Prophet took a lot of pains so that God's religion would become complete. Prayers were said and alms were given. The Muslims' government became powerful and ignorance was put aside. So, don't allow new precedents to get into God's religion, and for some people to ruin the prayers, almsgiving, and the Hajj, and thus completely weaken the Muslims' caliphate. For setting a precedent in Islam is forbidden. It is forbidden no matter who causes it. Anyone who distorts the religion of God and sets precedents should be killed because they have abandoned God's religion. They have abandoned God's religion. Oh, people of Basra, the dark clouds of sedition are coming
from far away, and they are moving fast towards you. Towards you, I tell you. Hussein ibn Ali has not yet pledged allegiance to the new caliph, Yazid ibn Muawiyah. The people of Kufa have written letters to him and said, we don't have a leader. Come towards us. Hussein has sent a messenger for the people of Kufa and another messenger for you. Hussein's messenger was killed by the governor Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad's sword of wrath before reaching the Basra gate, and his head is in the governor's palace right now. Be careful so these few insane people don't steer you away from the right path to corruption. Beware, people of Basra, you have been stabbed by sedition, and you have tasted the poison of defeat. 25 years ago, in the Battle of Jamal, some of you drew your swords against Ali ibn Abi Talib, and thousands of you were killed. Beware so you don't be trapped in those sentiments again to draw your swords to defend or fight with anyone. Hussein ibn Ali has risen up to become the caliph, and he is not afraid of bloodshed or violence in this path. The Caliph Yazid ibn Muawiyah has a sword called Governor Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad, who is ready to strike those who disobey him. Therefore, beware. I warn
this isn't
you,
to our benefit.
It is for your
the people
benefit
need to know that Suleiman is
stay
alive.
Stay out of this matter. End of message.
O Imam of the Faithful, the prayer leader of worshippers, you called on everyone to be prudent, and it's truly to the benefit of all Muslims. Now I have a question, and I hope you'll answer it for me.
Okay, ask it.
You started your speech in the name of Allah, and you sent blessings on Muhammad and the progeny of Muhammad, who is the best creature. Then you talked about some of the great sedition that you said was triggered by Hussein and compared it to the Battle of Jamal, as we heard. The people who took part in Jamal revolted and drew their swords against rationality and righteousness, didn't they? So they had to be defeated. They were the first people who started a civil war in Islam and broke the taboo killings. The killings of Muslims afterwards, Siffin and Narawan, happened, and Ali, who was the epitome of righteousness and justice, was killed, and the caliphate was taken to the Prophet's household, who are the best people in terms of good knowledge and piety. Oh, Muslims! Ali didn't want the caliphate until the people gathered around him and were thirsty for his leadership. Hassan ibn Ali accepted peace because he wanted Muslims to be united, and Hussein was silent because Muawiyah hadn't called on him to pledge allegiance. But today Yazid, who doesn't shy away from any precedents in our religion and has left nothing from the Prophet's traditions, wants to force him to pledge allegiance to him. It's strange. The Hussein that you said has set a precedent and wants to create sedition is a part of the Prophet's being, isn't he? The Prophet kissed him and said, he's a part of me and I'm a part of him. If anyone bothers him, it's like they've bothered me. And if anyone makes him happy, it's like they've made me happy. If Hussein has set a precedent in his ancestors' religion, I'll be on your side. But if he's risen up against setting precedents in God's religion, you have to be on my side. Setting a precedent in religion means some hideous creatures ascend the pulpit that was used by the Prophet to claim that they're his successors, doesn't it? Doesn't it? It's a precedent that a person like Yazid, who drinks wine and does evil things, rules over people's wives and their property, isn't it?
You have to know that in front of God, no one will be disgraced but evildoers and those who are corrupt and anyone who supports the...
You traitorous rascal! You're talking against
the Caliph! Anyone who supports Yazid! They will end up in hell and they will definitely be resurrected with him!
Calm down, what are you saying?
Listen, guys, this guy is Hussein's messenger, it's him!
Get him out of this house of God!
You should be afraid of God's wrath! You should be afraid! A vain snake in the grass who wants to set precedents!
Go to your houses! I said disperse! Leave at once! Do not tarry! Go! I'm not joking! I will use this! Go! Get out of here now! Please, move! Go to your houses! Do not tarry! I'm not joking! I will use this! I said disperse at once! Now! Leave!
We have to think and tell the difference between right and wrong.
But we've already found the right path.
We've mixed right and wrong like milk and water. Which one is the right path?
People in Basra shouldn't choose the way people in Kufa did. Kufa goes its own way and Basra goes its own way, that's it.
You're right. We'd better stay away from this chaos.
Don't forget that people in Kufa are looking for someone who can transfer the center of the caliphate from the Levant to Kufa, whether it's Hussein or anyone else for that matter.
Right. Tell me about the
battle. It was sedition. Just like the current sedition, we'd better stay away from these things.
The war will burn our houses and will destroy what we've gained so far in our lives. It will take away our peace.
That's what God wants. It's our fate that Yazid ibn Muawiyah is our caliph.
Yes, you're right.
No, we can't fight with fate, can
we? No, we can't.
No, we can't.
Of course
not. No, we can't.
No.
By the way, Abba Ziyad, I've heard that your camel has given birth to a calf.
Yes, you should see how beautiful its color is.
Abba Ziyad, is trade in the Levant lucrative?
It becomes better when the weather isn't cold. You know, trade in cold weather becomes stagnant. Yes.
Okay. I have to go, but I'm at your service, Abba Ziyad.
Soma. Thank you, Khalid. May God protect
you. We have to sleep here tonight. But what can we do about our hunger? Hunger and exhaustion give us a tough time. You'd better stay here.
We shouldn't stay in the mosque any longer. It's dangerous here.
I wonder how Hussein ibn Ali's messenger entered the mosque, especially when all those soldiers
were
around.
Brother, did you say Hussein ibn Ali's messenger?
Yes.
Where did you see him?
We don't know. Let's go.
I have to find him. What are you afraid of? Where is he?
Salma. Salma, sister. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. This place is dangerous.
Do you know Hussein ibn Ali's messenger?
I don't know anyone.
Hussein ibn Ali's messenger. Do you know Hussein ibn Ali's messenger?
No.
Was Hussein ibn Ali's messenger here?
Go to your house, sister. Go to your house.
What are you scared of? Do you know Hussein ibn Ali's messenger?
No, how am I supposed to know him?
What are you scared of? Why don't you answer me?
Salma, we have to go, sister, quickly. We better leave this place sooner. This place is dangerous.
Suleiman was here.
But now he isn't.
And no one answers me.
Let's go, come.
Wait.
Are you strangers? I saw Hussein bin Ali's messenger. He was here.
Where did he go?
I'll tell you. Where's your residence?
We want to stay in the mosque.
This place is dangerous. You can be my guest tonight. Let's go.
Let's go, sister. We have no other option. Let's go.